This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I begin by praising Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, and I ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single individual who treads on his path, the Prophet's path, with ikhlas, with sincerity, until the end of time. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, I begin by reminding myself, by enjoining upon myself, and then all of you all who have gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah, to adopt a life of taqwa. And that is to be conscious of your Maker, to instill this consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal into your life, to the extent that it permeates your entire life, every facet of your life, every second of your life. And you must do this if you wish to attain victory, if you wish to attain success in this world as well as the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. A few weeks ago, I think you would recall, when I delivered my last sermon here, the title was, "What If This Is My Last Ramadan?" And it was just a few days before the month of Ramadan began. And in that sermon, I spoke about preparing yourself for the month of Ramadan, getting ready to welcome the month of Ramadan, to try and do as many good deeds as possible during the month of Ramadan. And I also mentioned that it's going to pass by so fast that it will leave us quickly, and we will all be telling one another, "Subhanallah, the month of Ramadan came and it went." And here we are, the last Ramadan, the last Friday, the last Jum'ah for this month of Ramadan. It went past very fast. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts our fasting during this month, ameen. Our qiyam during this month, ameen. Our reading of the Quran, our sadaqat, our charity, our ibadat. And we also pray that Allah blesses each and every one of us with good, healthy and productive lives to attain many more Ramadan in the future. Ameen. So for today's sermon, I'd like to touch on something very important. Many people complain about the difficulty of maintaining the momentum after Ramadan. During Ramadan, you see the masajid overflowing. For Salatul Fajr be it, for Salatul Maghrib be it, for Salatul Isha be it, and then Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl. And the hearts of the people are soft. But just a few hours after the passing of the month of Ramadan, it doesn't even have to be days. Let's say the day of Eid passes by, many people begin to feel and realize their hearts hardening. So they complain about their hearts hardening. They complain about the drying up of tears. During the month of Ramadan, it's easy to break down in front of Allah. It is easy to pour your heart out to Allah and cry and beg and plead. Your du'as are so emotional. But then outside of Ramadan, you feel your du'as to be dry. You feel them void of emotion, void of any spiritual connection. So many people complain, "Oh, we fasted the entire month. We stood in Qiyam. We read the Quran. There was this beautiful relationship with the Quran. We were focused on trying to read as much from the Quran as possible. We wanted to ponder, reflect on the words of our Maker. We turned to Allah in Tawbah. We made istighfar, so much of istighfar. We gave out so much of charity. But now why, after the month of Ramadan, we are no longer able to savor the sweetness of ibadah? We're no longer able to savor the sweetness of doing good deeds, of reading the Quran. Why? Why?" My dear brothers in Islam, it is because of dhunub wal ma'asi. It is because of sins. There was once a man who goes to Ali radiallahu anhu and he complains the same thing. Ya Ali, I'm finding it difficult to fast. I'm finding it difficult to read the Quran. I'm finding it difficult to pray. I'm finding it difficult to give out sadaqah. I'm finding it difficult to give out my zakah. Ali radiallahu anhu, you know what he said? He looks at the man and he says, Ya Rajul, Anta Rajulun Qad Qayyadatka Dhunubuk. O man, you are an individual who has been shackled by his sins. May Allah protect us all. You're being anchored down. You're weighed down by your sins. And that is why your heart has hardened. That is why you're finding it difficult to turn to Allah. That is why you're finding it difficult to savor the sweetness of ibadah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, Inna al-mu'min yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabalin yakhafu an yaqa alayh. Indeed, the believer, the mu'min, he sees sins like a mountain on top of him. He's seated under a mountain and he's always, there's this fear gripping him. This mountain is going to collapse on me. This mountain is going to come crashing down on me. Wa innal fajir. And then Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, indeed the fajir, is the wicked individual, the wrongdoer, the transgressor. He looks at sins. يَرَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ مَرَّ عَلَىٰ أَنْفِهِ. He looks at sins like, you know, a fly crossing his nose. He just pats it away. He just taps it away. He's not concerned about it. But the believer, it doesn't matter to him whether it's a major sin or a minor sin. He's not concerned about the sin being major or minor, or the number of sins. The believer, what is he concerned about? Who am I displeasing? Not the what. It can be a minor sin, it can be a major sin, but who am I displeasing? Allah. Allah. My maker. I'm displeasing him, the one I love so much, the one who loves me so much. So my dear brothers in Islam, in the few minutes that I have with you all, and as we bid farewell to this beautiful month, the month of Ramadan, I want to fill your hearts with hope. There are a few narrations of the Prophet ﷺ that capture the last individuals to enter paradise. The last individuals. And we're not talking about individuals in the sense, now we have what, about 7 billion human beings. We're not talking about the last human being now. No. We're talking about from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the last human being to set foot on the face of this earth. Wallahu alam with regards to the number. Only Allah knows the number. Here we're talking about the last individuals to enter Jannah. Now there are a few ahadith, and you know across the month I've been sharing different narrations from this collection. Today I'd like to share a few. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he reports that, the hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Ibn Majah and Imam al-Tirmidhi, if I'm not mistaken. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has finished judging mankind, may Allah ease the reckoning on that day, there'll be two individuals left. Now from the two, one will be commanded to be taken to Jannah, and the other individual will be commanded to be taken to Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. Just imagine, the verdict is given by whom? Not by any worldly judge, not by any corrupt system, by Allah. Not an iota, not an atom's weight of injustice will be served on that day. And the command will be given, drag this individual to Jahannam. This man, as he is being now taken away, as per the words of the Prophet ﷺ, he will keep turning and looking back at Allah. He will keep turning and looking back at Allah. He'll be looking at Al-Jabbar, Rabbul Alameen, the compeller, the Lord of all worlds, the exalted. And as he keeps turning back and turning back and turning back, he will be called back. And it will be asked, why are you turning back? Why do you keep turning back? And then he begs and he pleads, Ya Allah, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Rahim, O Merciful One, O Kind One, O Wadood, the one who is loving, the one who, as per the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is more loving and more beloved unto us than our own mothers. Ya Allah, I was hoping that you will admit me into paradise. I was hoping that you will admit me into paradise. And at that juncture, due to the infinite mercy of Allah, the sheer mercy of Allah, the sheer kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will command this individual to be sent into Jannah, to be sent into paradise. A man who was doomed to Jahannam, but because of the mercy of Allah, because of the kindness of Allah, he will be admitted into Jannah. There's another hadith that talks about another individual. And this is why I said it's a collection of a hadith that talk about the last individuals to enter Jannah. This individual, what will happen to him is that he will almost be put into the fire of Jahannam. So as per the hadith, he will walk once, he will stumble once, and he will be burnt by the fire once. And somehow he will cross past the fire and make it away from the fire, because it was not decided that he be put into Jahannam, but he was almost put into Jahannam. And after being burnt once, perhaps as a form of purification, and now he has moved away from the blazing fire of Jahannam, he will say, he will cry out, and the narration goes along the lines of these words, Alhamdulillah. He'll say, blessed be the one who has saved me from this fire of Jahannam. Allah has blessed me with something that he has given to no one from mankind. It will be such a relief for him to escape from the fire of Jahannam. Now at that juncture, as he makes his way from the fire of Jahannam, a tree will be raised up, and he will look at that tree longingly. A beautiful tree with a lovely shade. And he will cry out, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, O Allah, bring me closer to this tree so that I may shelter in its shade and drink of its water. Allah Azza wa Jal, he will address that servant of his and he will say, Ya Ibn Adam, perhaps if I answer this dua of yours, this wish of yours, you will go on to ask me something else after that. The man will cry out, No, Ya Allah, I will not ask you anything else. Just get me to this tree, please. I beg of you, Ya Allah. His dua will be answered and the man will be permitted to fall by the tree, by the shade of that tree. Now as he is by that tree, he will suddenly see another tree. A lot more beautiful, a lot more sweet smelling, a beautiful tree. And then again his heart will yearn to get distance himself from the burning fire of Jahannam and to make it to the next tree. He will again cry out, Ya Allah, I would like to make it to that tree. And at that juncture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address this individual. Ya Ibn Adam, did you not promise me that you would not ask me for anything else when your previous dua was answered? And then Allah will say, perhaps now if I bring you near to this tree, you will again ask me for something else. The man will say, No, Ya Allah, I just want to make it to this tree. And his dua will be answered. He makes it to the second tree. And then now there is a third tree that pops up. And again his heart is yearning and wanting. And that is the nature of man. That is the nature of man. Are we ever content? Are we ever satisfied? If somebody were to give you a mountain of gold, would you be satisfied? No. You'll start working towards the next mountain of gold. If you have one river of gold, would that satisfy our desires? No. This is the nature of man. So now the third tree, grander, loftier, more beautiful, and the man cries out, Ya Allah, grant me access to that tree. And again Allah will say, Oh my slave, you promised me that you would not ask me anything, and here you are asking me again. Now if I were to answer this dua of yours, you will ask again. The man will say, No, Ya Allah. And he will be permitted again. Look at how merciful our Maker is. Look at how kind he is. As we bid farewell to this month of Ramadan, I want you to bid farewell with hope in the mercy of Allah, with hope in the love of Allah, with hope in the kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And do not take any of this for granted, my dear brothers in Islam. So even this dua will be answered. And now as he makes it to the third tree, he can see the gates of Jannah. He can hear the inhabitants of Jannah, the people of Jannah, frolicking and merrymaking and laughter and happiness. And his heart cannot contain it. His heart is yearning for Jannah. And he cries out, Ya Allah, admit me into Jannah. And then once again, Allah Azza wa Jal will address him, Oh my slave, you promised me not to ask me anything. And here you are asking me again. Would it make you happy if I were to admit you into a Jannah that is better than 10 times this world? This man is going to be dumbfounded. He cries out, Ya Allah, are you making a mockery out of me, Ya Allah? Are you making fun of me, Ya Allah? Are you mocking me, Ya Allah? And Allah Azza wa Jal will respond, No, I'm not mocking you. I'm not making fun of you. And at this juncture, the narrator of the hadith, he smiles, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, if I'm not mistaken. And then he looks at the people around him and he says, will you not ask me why I'm smiling? And then everybody around him asked him, Ibn Mas'ud, why are you smiling? Then Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, and this is a particular category of a hadith where the actions of the Prophet are also captured. He says, when the Prophet told us the hadith, he smiled. And we all asked the Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allah will smile. Allahu Akbar. Allah will smile. And he will say, Oh my slave, I'm not mocking you. I'm not making fun of you. I am Rabbul Alameen. I am the Lord of all worlds. I can do whatever I wish, whatever I want. And this man will be admitted into Jannah. Allah. As I come to the end of the sermon, my dear brothers in Islam, I want to play the role of a guide. A guide. And I want to give you a glimpse of Jannah. As we bid farewell to the month of Ramadan, I want to give you a glimpse of Jannah. Now obviously Jannah, paradise, ما لا عين رأت, no eye has seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ No ear has heard. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ Nor has it crossed the mind of any human being. You can have the most imaginative of minds and you can imagine all you want with regards to Jannah. You can imagine all you want. But you should know that Jannah, that paradise is beyond that. It is beyond that. Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, in his books, he writes about a beautiful day in Jannah called Yawmul Mazid. Yawmul Mazid. And in his books he mentions, وَإِن سَأَلْتَ عَنْ يَوْمِ الْمَزِيدِ وَزِيَارَةِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ وَرُؤْيَةِ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ الْمُنَزَّهِ عَنِ التَّمْثِيلِ وَالتَّشْبِيهِ كَمَا تَوَاطَرَ عَنِ الصَّادِقِ الْمَسْدُوقِ وذلك موجود في الصحاح والسنن والمسانيد. He says, if you were to ask about يوم المزيد. Now what is يوم المزيد, my dear brothers in Islam? يوم المزيد, يوم means day and مزيد means increase. يوم المزيد, the day of increase. وزيارة العزيز الحميد, and visiting Allah on that day. ورؤية وجه الله المنزه, and the sighting of the face of Allah, the wajh of Allah. There is no comparison unto Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay'. Kama tawatara an as-sadiq al-masduq. And this has been reported authentically from Sadiq al-Masduq, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa dhalika mawjudun fi as-sihah wa as-sunan wal masanid. And you can find this captured across narrations in the books of ahadith, in the sihah, in the masanid, and in the sunan. And I'm now going to summarize the entire narration and narrate it all unto you, inshallah ta'ala. I want you to imagine, my dear brothers in Islam, sit now as you are in this congregation, as we bid farewell to the month of Ramadan. I want you to imagine that we are all in Jannah. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. Ameen, ameen. We are all now seated in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. We are seated in Jannah with our family members who have passed on. with our friends who have passed on. And most importantly, we are with Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. We are with the companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. We are with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are with the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loved us so dearly, who cried for us, Ya Ummati, Ya Ummati, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now as we are all gathered in Jannah, the rivers of Jannah, the trees of Jannah, the beauty of Jannah, nothing in this world can be compared to the beauty of Jannah. We're merrymaking, we're laughing, we're happy, we're relieved. Our hearts are pure. Our hearts are going to be like the hearts of birds. And then he says, Innal Munadi Yunadi. At that juncture, there will be a caller who will, he will call out. A caller will call out at that juncture. Suddenly, as we are all merrymaking and we are happy, there will be a caller who will call out. Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Jannah, there will be this announcement. O people of Jannah, indeed your Lord has asked that you visit him. Allahu Akbar. Your Lord has asked that you visit him, that you visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will all at that juncture respond, Sam'an wa ta'atan. We hear, we listen, and we obey, and we will all gather. Just imagine, my dear brothers in Islam, in this worldly life, when you get a letter from an important office, let's say you've gotten a letter from the president's office asking you to visit him, will you not take it importantly? A worldly ruler is asking you to visit him. Let's say you're working for a big company, and the CEO of the company writes to you saying, visit me. Would you not take it importantly? Would you take it lightly? Here we're talking about Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the King, the ruler. And he has said, I want you all to visit me. So we will all immediately get up, and now we will make our way towards this caller. And as we are making our way, my dear brothers in Islam, we will be guided towards a valley, a huge valley. And as we make it to that valley and we have all gathered there, there'll be a little bit of anxiety. We will be anxious. Why are we being called? And now why this anxiety? We're scared, we're worried. Are we going to be taken away from Jannah? Allah has given us all of this. Why are we being called at this juncture? You know, there's this bit of insecurity, if you will. And then the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought. And at that juncture, light will fill the horizons. And then suddenly manabir, pulpits, as per that narration, nusibat lahum manabir min noor, manabir min lu'lu, manabir min zabarjad, manabir min dhahab, manabir min fidda. There will be pulpits of light, pulpits of gold, pulpits of emerald, pulpits of silver, and all kinds of precious metals popping up for the congregation to sit down. After the arsh of Allah is brought, after a light breaks out, these pulpits will be formed and we will now take our places. We will all sit. And at that juncture, my dear brothers in Islam, we will be talking to one another. Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not whitened our faces? Has He not made us happy? What is happening? Why? Why have we been summoned? Why have we been called? Now at this juncture, when the light is breaking out across the horizons, we will obviously be taken aback. Just imagine, it's a huge spectacle, light breaking out. And at that juncture, Allah Azza wa Jal will address each and every one of us. Allah Himself will address us. Now not through any caller or announcer, it is Allah. Ya Ahl al-Jannah, Salamun alaykum. O people of Jannah, may peace be unto you. And at that juncture, in unison, we will all cry out, because there is no other, no better response to the greeting of Allah than to say, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma anta salam. O Allah, you are peace. Wa minka salam, and peace is from you. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Glory be unto you, praises be unto you. We will glorify Allah, we will magnify Allah, and we will praise Allah at that juncture. Now Allah Azza wa Jal, smiling at this juncture, He will address us and He will say, Ya Ahlal Jannah, O people of Jannah, where are my slaves who worshipped me without seeing me, who prostrated unto me without seeing me? We prostrate on a daily basis, we go to sujood without seeing Allah Azza wa Jal. Where are these slaves of mine? And then Allah will say, Hada yawmul mazid. Today is the day of mazid. Today is the day of increase. Ask whatever you want and your wish will be granted. We will all cry out, Ya Allah, you have given us everything. You have whitened our faces, you have admitted us into Jannah. What more can we ask? Allah will say, Hada yawmul mazid. Today is the day of increase. Ask. And then we will all cry out in unison, Ya Allah, be pleased with us. And Allah Azza wa Jal will say, O my slaves, if it were not for my pleasure, if it were not for the fact that I am pleased with you, you will not be here. If you are here, then you should know that I am pleased with you. Hada yawmul mazid. Today is the day of increase. Ask what you wish. And then we will all cry out, my dear brothers in Islam, Ya Allah, arina wajhak. Show us your face. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us, anything that we ask, our du'as are going to be answered. So at that juncture, my dear brothers in Islam, the veils will be lifted. The hujub, the hijab will be lifted. The veils will be lifted. And we will be able to look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will that the light of His face should not burn us, should not engulf us. We will be able to witness the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His face, there is nothing in comparison to it. Laysa kamithlihi shay. We will be able to see His face. My dear brothers in Islam, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Inna Allaha la yanam. Indeed, Allah does not sleep. يَخْفِضُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَرْفَعُ. He raises the scales of things and He lowers it. حِجَابُهُ النُّورُ. His veil is made of light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبْهَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْتَهَا إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. If He were to lift the veil of His face, the light from the face of Allah would burn every single creation to the extent of where Allah can see. And is anything hidden from Allah, my dear brothers in Islam? That would mean that every single creation would be engulfed in the light of Allah. But on that day, on Yawmul Mazid, Allah Azza wa Jal will that His light should not burn us, should not destroy us, and we will be able to witness the countenance, the face of our beloved Maker. Every day in this worldly life, we worshipped Him without seeing Him because He is in Al-Ghaib. But on that day, we will be able to witness the pleasure of Allah, the face of Allah. And my dear brothers in Islam, no reward, no blessing, nothing will come close to this particular reward and this particular blessing in comparison. So my dear brothers in Islam, this is what our hearts need to be fixated on. The fact that as human beings, we are going to sin. Yes, because why? We have been created between mistakes. We have been created between forgetfulness and sin. But you should remember, Allah does not like sins. Allah likes tawbah. Allah loves tawbah. So therefore, whenever you slip, whenever you drift, as human beings, we all slip. We all drift. We all give in to temptations. We all give in to desires. Shaitan makes us slip. You should immediately turn back to Allah. And Allah is waiting to forgive you. Allah is waiting to engulf you with His mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions once see a mother who had lost her child. She's frantically looking for her child. There's worry, anxiety. Just imagine when a mother loses her child, how worried she is, looking for the child. They were about to perhaps help her, and then they see her spotting her child. And now she hugs her child, and there is relief and happiness washing down her face. And at this point, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he seizes the opportunity and he asks the companions, Oh my companions, do you think this mother would throw her child into the fire? They all replied, shockingly, No, Ya Rasulullah, she would never do it. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, know that Allah is many, many more times more loving unto his servants than this mother is towards her child. Allah loves us more than our mothers, my dear brothers in Islam. So fill your heart as you bid farewell to this month of Ramadan. Fill your heart with the mercy of Allah, with the kindness of Allah, with the love of Allah, with hope in the mercy of Allah. Look forward to the next season of goodness. Prepare yourself to make the most out of the next season of goodness. And strive hard to do as many good deeds as possible to maintain the momentum even after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to maintain the momentum after Ramadan. May Allah azza wa jal forgive us of our sins. May He accept our good deeds. May He accept our fasting during this month of Ramadan. May He accept our qiyam. May He accept the good deeds that we did during this month. And may He bless us all just as how He united us here in this masjid. May He unite us in the beautiful and lofty gardens of Jannah in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wa, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.